I'm talking to Mark Gordon of Shiloh Christian Fellowship. And Mark, we're doing this podcast at the end of September 2015. And Shiloh had a special meeting this week to pray for Israel and the Jews. Can you explain to me why you had that special prayer meeting?
Well, yes, we called the prayer meeting specifically because we knew that it was coming on a day that was significant to Israel, specifically the Day of Atonement. And we wanted to gather our believers together to pray for Israel because, as far as I am concerned and as far as Shiloh Christian Fellowship is concerned, we have an indebtedness to the people of Israel because it was through Israel that the Messiah would come and the gospel would then go out into all the world through the early preaching of the Jewish believers.
And do you think that the Christian church in general has an indebtedness to Israel?
Yes, we were actually saying in the prayer meeting, at the wee introduction that I did to encourage people to pray, is that the church universal has an indebtedness to Israel because people are saved, obviously, by faith through, by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ himself, being a Jew, came into the world choosing Israel as the nation that he would reveal himself through, and therefore made promises with regard to Israel, made promises with regard to the church. But the two are combined, the two are joined, and we as a church universal need to make sure that we are continually praying that God would fulfill his promises to Israel. Just as we expect God to fulfill his promises to us through Jesus, we pray that God will fulfill his promises regarding Israel through Jesus as well.
So why did you choose the 23rd of September? You called it the Day of Atonement. What did that mean for Israel?
Well, the Day of Atonement was the greatest day in Israel's year, when only once a year the high priest of Israel would be able to enter into the temple, into the Holy of Holies, and there offer the blood of the sacrifice for the sin of the people of Israel, to cover their sin for that year. And it was a wonderful time, but it was only one day a year, the Day of Atonement. The priest would go, he would lay his hands on the scapegoat, and that would represent the sins of the people being laid upon the scapegoat, and then he would go in with the blood of the sacrifice, sprinkle it on what was called the mercy seat, and God would cover the sins of all the people of Israel.
Now, that word scapegoat that you used is, would be in common usage. Actually, people would talk about someone being made a scapegoat for this or that. What was the significance of the scapegoat? Because this is the original scapegoat, really, we're talking about. What was the significance of the scapegoat for the Jews?
Well, the whole idea was that a goat was there to represent a sacrifice in some sense. And this was a scapegoat that was, in one sense, it was escaping being sacrificed as a blood sacrifice. What was happening was the high priest would come and he would lay his hands on this particular goat, and that would represent all of the sins of the people being laid upon the goat, and then the goat would be released into the wilderness. And it was about complete and absolute removal of the sins of the people, gone into the wilderness. I think a psalmist describes it in another way of saying, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions from me. And the scapegoat was about that. It was about getting the sins of the people and removing them as far as possible from God's sight.
Now, Christian believers don't celebrate Yom Kippur or the Day of Atonement, and they don't have this sacrificial offering for sin or the scapegoat. Why is that? What do Christians believe about this?
Well, we don't need to offer a scapegoat, and we don't need to celebrate in that sense in the same way Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, because in Jesus all of this has been fulfilled, because Jesus is once and for all our high priest. And not only is he our high priest, but he is also, in that sense, the scapegoat. He is also the Passover lamb. He is the one who was slain, who offered himself perfectly as a perfect sacrifice for sin, and then entered into the Holy of Holies, now living by his life, interceding for us, having paid the price for our sin, that God could justly look upon Jesus and say, I can forgive people for sins because here is the scapegoat, here is the Passover lamb who was slain for the sins of the people. So we don't need to celebrate the Day of Atonement, and we don't necessarily need scapegoats, because all of that is fulfilled in Jesus himself.
So what ceremonies do Christians have to celebrate this complete removal of their sins?
Well, we can celebrate that every day of the week, and I hope that Christians do. But obviously, there are significant events in Christian living, like baptism, like communion. You know, all of what we would call the means of grace that come to us allow us to celebrate the fact that Jesus is a man, a high priest, who has entered into heaven on our behalf, having offered himself as a sacrifice for our sin. And therefore, anyone who puts their trust in Jesus has their sin, in that sense, scapegoated away, have their sin removed and washed, paid for because of Jesus. And the fact that he ever lives, seated at God's right hand to intercede for us, is proof that he will fulfill all of his promises for the Christian, but will also fulfill all of his promises toward the people of Israel.
So in a way, we could say that Christians believe there isn't a need for a yearly Day of Atonement, because Jesus atoned for all our sins once and for all when he died on the cross. But we can celebrate the forgiveness of our sins, as you say, every day.
Yes.
Or in special ceremonies such as baptism and the Lord's Supper.
That's correct.
And that really is good news.
Oh, it's wonderful news.
And do you believe that Jewish people will one day come to recognize this as well, so that they don't have to celebrate Yom Kippur anymore?
Yes, I firmly believe that, because I believe that God has promised the people of Israel that there is a day coming when the blindness or the blinders will be removed from their hearts and minds, and they will recognize Jesus for who he is, that he is the Messiah of Israel. And even though they pierced him, and even though he was cut off, they will recognize that he was cut off for their sin. And when that happens, it will bring a wonderful blessing to this world. It'll probably be the last greatest blessing that will come from God upon this world. But they will recognize, the people of Israel will recognize Jesus, their Messiah. And we look forward to that day. And that's why the universal church, the people of God, should be praying for God's will to be done for the people of Israel.
Great, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next podcast will probably be towards the end of October, on the theme of Remembrance Weekend and Remembrance Sunday. So we look forward to speaking to you again then.
Thank you. Thank you.